Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's good?
What's up, Red?
What's up, Brother Z? I'm good.
Not much.
I'm chilling.
What up, everybody? How y'all doing? Big Red, Brother B, the menu, another episode on Blog Talk Radio. What's up, gang? What's up, people? How y'all doing? Hope all is well.
What's up, everybody?
With y'all. Yeah, what's up? What's good? How you doing, Red? How are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
How are you?
I'm good. I'm chilling, as usual.
You good? How's the cat? How's the cat doing?
She's fine.
She's fine?
Trying to do everything she ain't supposed to be doing.
Oh, okay. Good cat. those are the traits of good cats. Good animal.
Good catch. Doing things she is supposed to be doing.
Exactly. Like jumping in the fish tank.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
Jumping in the toilet. Yeah, stuff fish. Like that, yeah. Gotcha.
Okay.
It's all good.
Yeah, man.
It's all good. Yeah. Once again, hope everybody had a great week. And, last week, you know, he wasn't on last week.
He's sounding muffled.
I'm sorry.
It happens.
Yeah, it happens. Yeah, I hope everybody had a great week last week. We're going to be going into a good week. As the holidays approach, I would like to say this. Please, find it somewhere in your heart. Not just in your wallet, but in your heart, to check on somebody. Because around this time of year, people get depressed. There's a lot of people out there that don't have anyone. And, this COVID thing is still out there. So, take a moment, just check in on somebody, man. Check on some people. A lot of people out here saying that they're all right, but sometimes they're just not. And it doesn't hurt. To just say, hey, how you doing? What's going on? What's good? Let's have a cup of tea, something like that. Or talk to you. I'll listen. You got to be there for one another. Try to anyway. So, no time, better to start than the present. Because every day is a present. It's a gift that we get to be here, with each other and share it. No matter how some people are ignorant or whatever. But no negative. Like I said, check on those who you can check on, make sure everybody's all right, roll call, whatever you got to do it. Let's get it done. Let's just get it done.
Okay.
Like I check on Red, because I know Red be crazy, and she drives the cat crazy, so sometimes I got to check on actually the cat. I gotta check on the cat, make sure the cat's
right.
Okay. Yeah, because I know you be driving that damn cat crazy. So me and the cat had a talk. And they said you was all right last week, but started this week, you was acting a little funny. So I don't know. But, it's all good. It's all good.
She won't get no cat food. She won't get that soft cat food.
You
talking about?
Nah, don't eat the cat. Don't treat the cat like that. See, now you being that. Now you being wrong. And see, now who comes on? It's Nika. Just because
think?
You treat the cat bad.
First
just
of all, let me preface this by saying every Christmas morning, I don't, now, keep in mind, I really don't celebrate it, but I do it for the kids, whatever. I do brunch, honestly, which is mimosas, coquito, bacon, eggs. If y'all want to come by, oh, and this year we got a new attraction this year because Grandma brought the kids the Street Fighter 8-in-1 tabletop game. This thing is big.
Uh-oh.
Well, check this out. Since you know you're doing all that announcing on stuff, you sound a little muffled. I appreciate the offer.
Oh.
But wait a minute. I'm on a new journey now. I'm right now, for right now. I don't know about 6 months from now, but for right now, I'm pescatarian. So I don't indulge in certain meats anymore. I'm not a part of that game.
That's fine.
That click
That's
anymore.
Fine. So
That's
that means
fine.
You can't
so, yeah, you
eat
gotta,
though, right?
No, nah, I'm not eating none of that. I'm not eating that. No. Negative.
But I can make French toast. Oh, wait. But I got cauliflower hash browns. Don't play with me. Ooh, I
yeah,
want
see,
some
I
of those.
You definitely
that.
Want that.
Yeah, I will.
Don't
yeah,
play
I,
with
I,
me. Listen, it's me. Hello. If there's something I know how to get and or make, hey. I'm that guy.
Okay, Red. Then we go to Jersey. Pack a bag.
Yeah.
We're going to Jersey.
Seriously.
We're going to Jersey.
Hello, Street Fighter.
Okay. Yeah, I have turned over a new leaf. I saw a movie. I was on the fence with the whole veganism, vegetarian, pescatarian thing, but I saw this movie, and it pushed me right over the edge, and I, like, quit meat cold turkey. It was,
Were you going to watch The Tiger King?
No.
Hey,
no.
I'm talking about my people. I'm talking about my people.
No.
I'm talking about my people.
It was this
people.
Movie. It was this movie that some people probably saw it before, but you know, I'm kind of late watching it. It's called What the Health, and you know, it was definitely a good documentary, and yeah, it just turned me off. It just really.
I can't watch stuff like that.
You know,
I never eat anything ever again, and see that's the problem.
That's why.
Listen,
yeah, I did, and the whole thing is. I'm still the jury's still not out on the fish thing. Like, I give myself another 6 months and I won't be eating the fish. I'll probably just straight.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't.
Yeah. And
yeah,
I'll be honest with you, when my cousin lives in Delaware, he lives near a Purdue processing plant. Oh, my God. That's all I can say. Wow.
Oh, my God.
The stench alone made me want to slit my own throat.
Yeah.
Once I got out of Delaware,
yeah.
I was fine. It's like, okay, give me a few big chicken fillet.
Yeah, and stuff like that is just, yeah, that's.
But I get it. I get it. There are certain things that will turn you off from eating meat. I get it. I'm not even mad at you. But let me tell you something. Listen, I got cauliflower hash brown, cauliflower teriyaki chicken, quote. Excuse me. Oh, listen, I will find
a way.
But
you made this? You made this?
No, believe it or not, I actually found this in freaking Wally's, out of all places, in freaking Walmart. And I got to tell you, it's freaking good.
Oh, wow.
Good.
I got to do a road trip.
There's a Walmart everywhere.
Well, that's the one. No. Not every Walmart sells the same thing. I go to the Walmart in Jersey. I go to the Walmart in Jersey.
Which one? Because there's like five of them.
Oh, I don't know. The one closest to the Lincoln Tunnel.
Okay, that would be the one at the caucus.
Yeah.
That would be the one. Well, see, there's two over there. There's one in North Bergen, and there's one at the caucus. I like the one in North Bergen, Chris.
Oh, no. Nah,
yeah, that's
probably
the one that got it there.
girl. That's the one where I spent a birthday drunk as a skunk having a good old time at 2 o'clock in the morning.
In the Walmart. Okay, well, with that being said, hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome. It was another episode of the Menu on Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That's 347-324-3395. Big Red, Brother B, Meekers in the house. What's good? Our topic for tonight, and we got, another caller in the house. Our topic for tonight is, do women still want real men? And we're going to let caller 6606 set it off. What's up? You're on the air with the Menu. How you doing? State your name. Speak your piece.
Am I too late for the cooking show? Because this sounded so interesting.
It's on fire tonight.
Mr. Joe.
Yeah. I heard, a Walmart mess, Walmart recipe. Good going, Red.
Wait, hold on. And we got Miss Cherry. Oh, yeah. It's this year.
Miss Cherry.
She was for the cauliflower.
And Mr. Joe. Hello. Hi, everybody.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey. How you doing, Miss Cherry?
I'm doing really good. How you doing?
It felt good. What happened? You have some emotions? You sounded all flavorful right now. You good?
I took today off, and I have between the Knicks game and the Nets game. So I'm going to try to stay focused with you guys.
Okay. Well, we're going to set it off with Mr. Joe. Mr. Joe.
This is a barn. Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're convenience. This is going to be a barn burner issue. Sure they do.
Uh-oh.
But if the man happens to disagree with them at certain points in their lives, then all of a sudden it's toxic masculinity. Ah, jeez. Oh, look out for the toxic masculine guy. But, of course, the man that they want, the man of their dreams, is somebody who's stoic, tall, dark, handsome, dreamy. But if that guy, like I said, I mean, if he starts to veer away from, the narrative that she wants him to portray, then, maybe he's not the guy that I thought he was, or he's toxic, or comes up with some other excuse that they could point the finger at. But do they want, is the topic of real men or for God? Is it real men, right?
Well, they, yeah.
Well, to me, as far as I'm concerned, if you're born with a pair of balls, you're a real man. Just as simple as that. Regardless of whether you fulfill it.
Well,
what kind of standards,
I need my great nephew for this one. Hold up, because this is going to be one hell of a show.
We got to throw Red in.
Yeah,
this.
I got a question to ask. This wasn't mine. It was yours. I had another topic. Mine was different, but you know what? It is saying. But
yeah,
I'll say this. Now, my question is, okay, I'm going to say this. I'm tired of hearing that phrase about real men. I'm tired of hearing it. My thing is this. What is your definition of a real man? Because you know what? I'm going to say this. I think every woman has their own definition of a real man, and every man has their own definition of what a real man is supposed to be. What is the definition of that? That can go all across the world, because what you may feel is a real man, I may not feel is a real man, or what all my definition of it may be different from somebody else's. So what is that definition? What does that mean, real man? A real man, I'm sure the person is a human being. I would hope the person, the man is human. If you're talking about real, you can see and touch and feel. But what does that phrase really mean?
So, all right, correct me if I'm wrong, Mr. Joe. I believe when we talk about real men, we're talking about the standard that we have been used to, like the provider, the protector, you know, et cetera, the traditional role that we have come to know as what men are supposed to do, which now seems to be, I don't know, the lines have become blurred. Because, I mean, listen, hey, there's nothing wrong with women, you know, stepping into power and being empowered. But in the same token, don't become empowered and then step on, you know, the men. And you do
Absolutely.
Have some individuals that do that. Not all women do that. Of course not. But there are, you know, there's some women out there who feel that that traditional role of being a man is kind of played out. And, you know, it's like, hey, we're carrying it on our backs. We're doing it. You know, forget what you're talking about. And they kind of redefine, you know, what they feel, you know, masculinity and what, you know, being a man is. And it's how do you do that? How do you take that away from men? Like, how do you
but
get
sometimes
into a position
men,
and you kind
of
take that away?
But sometimes men do that to themselves. But sometimes men do that to themselves because, once again, they do that to themselves because of the caliber of women that you're going for. So let's talk on that side of the caliber of women that these men are going for. Knowing that the woman is like that, you do that to yourself sometimes. Can't always blame
but
you can't always, you know, you do that to yourself.
But
we still need to define what that is as far as a real man is concerned. Because like Red said,
can you define that for me?
It's totally different. Look, let me say it like this. Every female has, like Red said, a definition of a real man. Like, my definition of a real man is different from the next chick. You understand what I'm saying? Or from my mother. Or from my grandmother.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely, that's what I'm saying.
And generations play, and generational thought patterns, or poison, however you want to look at it, plays into that as well. Because we got a whole lot of generational curses that we need to break, but that's a whole different topic. But
right,
again,
absolutely.
There are certain things. Like for me, a man is my partner, you know? And I don't mean as far as like doing all the house shit, because honestly, I can do a lot of shit on my own. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about someone that I can sit there and as watch the fucking Knicks game with, but also sit down and watch like my weird sci-fi shit with. Or, you know, we're together in the kitchen cooking, or, you know, he actually pulls me and he's like, let's go for a walk. And I'm like, okay, fine. You understand what I'm saying? My definition of a real man is a man that actually is looking at me as his equal instead of his subservient, or even trying to put me on a higher pedestal. I don't need all of that. You understand what
right.
I'm saying? So my definition is totally different from the next chick. The next chick might want to have some dude spending, you know, all this money on her, taking her all of these places and stuff like that. You understand
and she
what I'm
may
saying?
Consider
totally.
That a real man. Exactly. And she may consider that a real man.
She might exactly. Like there is so when you pose that kind of question to a chick, you got to deal with the type of chick that you got to understand the type of chick that you deal with, because not every female thinks the same way. Me personally, I'm like the best wingman to have around.
But Mika, you know what the problem is with these men? That's the point. They always, Mika, the point is they think that all of us think the same. And that's what I'm getting tired of with men. Stop thinking that we're all the same or we all think the same. We don't all think the same. We don't all act the same. We don't all think we have different personalities. Just because you've had three chicks that acted like that, when you get to me, I'm different. I'm built different. Don't put me in the same category as the other three that you was dealing with. That's them three. That's not me.
Well, okay, before Ms. Cherry jumps in, just like you say, the caliber of woman that, you know, these guys are looking at, because first of all, you got to look at the caliber of man or male that's actually dealing with the caliber, you know, looking for a certain type of woman. And it's also vice versa when it comes down to the thing that you guys are saying. You talk about... you have a definition. You have a different definition of what a man is. Mika has a different definition of what a man is, and I'm sure Miss Cherry does too. But, see, the whole thing is we're talking about the general overall, like, once again, provider, you know, protector, you know, the traditional role of, you know,
right.
what
okay.
a man is, what we, a lot of us saw our fathers and, you know, maybe uncles and grandfathers do, that traditional role. I feel that that has kind of been taken away from some of the real men who want to continue to be in that traditional role. And it's also a role that there are a lot of males that are not stepping into because they're not stepping up to the plate, you know, especially this seem like this generation coming up in some cases, you know, they're not filling the shoes. They're not filling the shoes.
Okay, well, you saying this generation coming up, but my thing is this, are you talking about younger people? Because I'm going to tell you like this. You're saying this generation, but see, this generation is us because these men that you're talking about are us. Everybody that's over 45 going on 50 and old 50, that's the ones that seems to be having that issue. So you can't sit up there and still say
it's not only
you
that.
You can't really look at the little young ones. We talking about these men that are in our age bracket.
All right, well, let me just burn it down.
They grew up the same way we did.
Yeah,
hold on,
damn,
Miss Cherry.
That's the difference.
Okay.
Yeah, hold
so,
on, Miss Cherry. Go on,
Chad, you're in. I wasn't too clear on how we define a real man, but I will say this: I do agree the definition for a real man does differ depending on who you're speaking to as a woman. What I think you guys are putting it into, like you said, the traditional roles, provider, protector. But I've met men that I still feel are real that may not be able to provide. Maybe they have lost their job. That doesn't make them less of a real man at that point in their life. It's just they're going through something at that point. I'm not so rigid on that. For me, someone that I would be interested in, like I think Mika was saying, is someone that completes you as an individual. So she might be looking for certain aspects of a guy's character, and him being able to provide that for her makes him real for her. I might be looking for something different. She might be looking for, like you mentioned, coming home and being able to watch games with them, being able to talk sports, but yet being able to talk technology. I might be looking for someone that likes to travel and read, but that doesn't make them any less of a real man. So I think it's kind of subjective, depending on the individual. We don't have to, you guys are stuck on, to be a real man, you must do this, 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 and this. If you're not providing, you're not a real man. So if she earns more money or if she goes out, somehow you feel you're not being a real man unless you take that lead role where you earn more than her and you're running things in the house. I just don't see it like that. I don't. Of course, I'm pretty tough on guys because I don't also see it as you get to come into somebody's house and bring nothing to the table. And you always have an excuse why you can't achieve when everybody else around you seems to be able to. I just think that's more of a person thing. It's a personality thing. If you're not a real man and you feel you're not a real man, it's because you yourself have not achieved what you know you can. So I don't know how you guys are defining it, but I look at it a little different.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead.
Well, I got to say this. You know, and it's not only our generation, quote, it is a younger generation that is coming up that, for all intents and purposes, isn't fulfilling the general idea of the male role, you know. But that's because they weren't being led by those same type of individuals. Like, okay, Brother B. Now, we know the dude.
Who got the back? Who's sitting in front of the fan? Somebody's either
not
sitting
me.
In front of the fan or y'all,
not
like, driving on the highway with the windows open.
Not
okay.
Me.
All right,
not
go,
me.
Ahead.
Okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay. You can't even hear my humidifier. Anyway. But, you know, that there's about two or three generations younger than us that weren't exposed to a lot of things that our generation and the generations before us was exposed to. So they don't really have a real basis to form any type of quote-unquote manhood on. Like, they don't have any building blocks for that. They don't. You know, So, yeah, they're going to fall short in that generalization of a real man and what a real man is. And, again, that also has changed over the years, you know, because it's like asking, well, what's a real woman? That itself has changed, you know, because, again, if you ask the guy what his idea of a real woman is, you'll get a different idea from every individual man. You will. So that in and of itself tells you that that whole, and I understand where you're coming from with generalizing, but dealing with what we're dealing with in today's day and age, you can't generalize it. And Mr. Joe, I have to tell you, Caitlyn Jenner has proved that being born with, for the lack of a better term, twig and berries does not exactly make you a real man. Okay. I just have to
say. Well, all right.
I agree with you.
All right.
I'll wait till the dust settles, and then I'll jump in on that one.
All right. Well, now, Mr. Joe, let's take a little walk. I think some women are confusing or kind of mixing it together. There's a difference between being a real man and you wanting that good partner. There's a difference.
That's
between
a good point.
Yeah, there's a difference between, because I think there are some women out there, not all. Relax, Miss Cherry. Relax. Don't start fighting me on the phone. It's like if they don't have that right partner, some of them. Oh, then he's not a real man. If he's not that right partner. You know, and I think like that doesn't what you want in a partner should not, it doesn't define what type of man, you know, that individual is. It doesn't. Like, that's your preference. Your preference has nothing to do with this guy coming in and being, you know, who he needs to be for you, which is the provider, the protector, and, you know, whatever else. Once again, it's a traditional role that, you know, we are looking at. Like, overall, as men, that we take pride in doing, taking care of our families, taking care of our kids, making sure that our women are straight, you know, X, Y, and Z. It's not up to you, and, you know, no disrespect, even though you're the ones that's in the relationship, it's not up to women to decide who is a real man and who isn't. That's based on your preference and what you want in a partner. Because that's your preference. Who are you to define me and my masculinity?
Okay, who are you to define me? Okay, then who are you to define me?
Who's defining you? Oh, wait a minute, hold on. Who's defining you?
Nobody's
defining you.
Men do that as well, just the way you just said about, okay, so then who are you to tell me whether I'm a real woman or not?
But what is the title of the show? Do women still want real men? This has nothing to do with you.
But
ain't nobody even playing at you, so don't get on the dog.
How often do you women ever get accused of not being real women? Maybe 1%
of
the time in your life. A lot of times you've been...
No, I don't think it's 1%. I think it's more than that.
Yeah, I very, 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 very rarely ever hear men say, well, she is not a real woman. I've heard women say, he's not a real man. Hell of a lot off.
I hear that all the time. I hear that a lot.
Well, in any case, nobody's really defined what a real man is anyway. Everybody's talking around the bush. Nobody's defined it yet.
Y'all didn't even define it either. Well, they defined it in the traditional sense. In the traditional sense, yeah.
Because we come from a different era, a different train of thought. And who we are as men, once again, we're looking at the traditional role of it.
Now you sound like you're in a truck there, Brother B.
That's not me.
No, you're in a Yam truck.
Was
you? Are you in a high-low or something?
Okay.
Yeah, my thing is that has nothing to do, you know, with, you know, us per se. Like I said, this is a whole traditional role thing that we're talking about. Going around defining women, listen, I'm not one of those dudes who are going to sit there and say, oh, you're not a real woman because you do X, Y, and Z. Like, men don't, real men don't do that. Like, we're not going to sit there and tell you who you are or who you're not. You know, who you are, what you bring to the table, you know what I'm saying, that's on you. Like, we're not trying to be responsible for that. We have enough, you know, of a hard time trying to be responsible and bring what we need to bring to the table and be who we need to be, you know, for our significant others and for ourselves as well. So to sit there and point fingers at what you are and you aren't is not really the role of most men. But if you want to play into the stereotypes, that's, you know, I mean, that's on you guys.
I do think that men do challenge what a real woman is, because if you're talking to your friends and you're complaining about your spouse or your partner, you are actually saying that they're not a real woman. You know,
thank you,
Michelle. Wait a minute.
House is not clean.
Okay, hold on.
What you are doing
that,
is
what that has to do with
a
real woman.
You may not be saying to her face she's not a real woman, but if you're talking that with your friends, you are defining her. You have a role or you have an image of what a real woman is, and you're complaining that she has a
What I'm saying is, hold on. If I got to go to my friends and say that, I'm not attacking your womanhood. I'm just saying, yo, maybe you're just a pig. Or maybe you're just
defining as what a real woman. Oh, a real woman, she's supposed to keep the house spotless and clean. You're still doing the same thing.
What does that have to do with your partner?
You saying what does that have to do? That's your partner. And if you're complaining to your people about your partner, then that's what it is. Because you're used to your house being clean in a certain type of way, and she's not doing it.
Yeah, but again, you're saying you've heard the expression "not a real woman" a number of times. If the man's complaining about his spouse, okay, fine. But if a man's complaining about his wife or a significant other, then he's complaining about it. He doesn't have to say she's not a real woman.
But that's the same thing. He don't have to say
that's
it.
That's how
that
you know.
That's
not the same thing. No, it's not.
It is the same thing.
Brother B, you have to understand something. If we're talking about traditional roles in that respect, then the implication is there. The man may not have said it to his friends, but there's an implication there that she is not falling into that traditional
and that's what has to be said.
There's an implication.
So,
just like the
implication of a female complaining.
Exactly.
Just like the implication of saying that he's not a real man because he's not doing X, Y. You understand what I'm saying? There's that implication of it.
Then that's what has to be said. It can't say you. If you're going to say he's not doing what I want him to do, he's a pain in the ass, or he's a pig, or he's not making enough money, then the implication is there. That's true. But then if we're going to say, well, she's not doing what she's supposed to do, but not saying that she's not a real woman, yeah, the implication is there. But say the implication is there. Don't say, well, he is saying that she's not a real woman. I've heard that.
Okay, well, people are not going to come out and say it like that. Okay? Real people are not going to come out and say it like that. Like, sorry.
Okay, and yes, and see, you just said it yourself. People are not going to come out and say it like that, but we have to change the language. It's not about what a man or a woman is. It's about what you selected in a partner, what you don't like in your partner. It has nothing to do whether they're a man or a woman or not. It's what you don't like in your partner. Stop labeling something that it's
okay,
not.
Okay, well, guess
it's
what?
About
we live
word.
In a world where people are not going to do that. So guess what? They're going to put
so
that out there. Oh, she's not a real
marriage.
One because that, and he's not a real
so
man, da-da-da-da-da.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, guess what? You can change about how easy is that going
to
be? How easy is that going to be? How easy is that going to be?
Okay, so let's say we don't stop it. Then we have to define it. Nobody's defined it yet. I'm waiting for my turn so I can get into that discussion about the definition of what a real man is.
All right, so Mr. Joe.
Isn't that what you said earlier?
No. Listen, wait, hold it. K-Dog is on, right? Hey, what's up, everybody? Listen, I just had
After K-Dog, I need after K-Dog, Mr. Joe is going to set it off with what he wants to set it off with that whole definition thing. And then you ladies chime in, because I know y'all definitely got a lot to say on that.
They're waiting. They're all chomping at the bit.
Wait a minute. Okay.
I was having
a conversation earlier with my sister, and they were talking about this whole thing with men and women now, you know, with these roles. And can I say this? As men, there are some men, I'm not saying all, I'm being fair to everybody, and I'm saying this as a man. The problem with a lot of the men in this generation is that the roles have changed. This is true. The roles have changed. And some men, I'm not saying all of us, when we're with somebody, when we're in a relationship, we kind of allow ourselves to get too comfortable in that relationship. In terms, we tend to let the woman have the lead. Like, let's just say we come up with an idea for a vacation. Yeah, let's go on a vacation. Yeah, let's go on a vacation. And guess what happened? Who do you think is going to be the one planning everything out? We just chilling in the cut and she's planning everything out. Now, with that being said, she's going to keep doing it. And guess what? After a while, she's going to get tired of it and say, damn, this dude is a lazy ass. Why? He's letting me do everything and he's just chilling? What is he doing? He's just laying back? And you know what? It makes the woman becomes frustrated. It makes her frustrated because she's like, he's the one that came up with this, and then he doesn't go through with it, but yet I'm the one planning everything out. He's like, yeah. I just let her plan everything out. And that's not the way you're supposed to do things, my man.
Well,
you have to be the one.
It depends. Hold on. It depends. Because if she's planning it out and he's coming with the bread, everybody has their role to play. He's playing his
right.
role.
Right, but let me just say this. He should be the ones planning things too. Like, sit down and have a conversation with the woman. Okay, you plan the trip. Both of you, it's for both of us, right? I'm gonna tell you. I'm gonna come up with an idea, and you come at me with an idea. We're both try to, you know, agree to disagree with what we're gonna do. But both of us should be on the same page when it comes to planning. But it shouldn't be her doing everything, because you get what I'm saying. She's gonna get pissed off after a while.
Can I?
Let me tell you.
Yes,
because we gotta go to Mr. Joe. Go ahead.
Can I say something about that example? I agree and I understand what you're saying, K-Dog. But to be really honest with you, a lot of men, when they plan, like vacations and stuff, they don't plan for both of you. They plan what they want to do and they fit you into it.
And that's
where
the bad thing about it.
A woman will plan for both of you. She'll plan an activity that you both should enjoy. A man will say, okay, let's go out and go, I don't know, scuba diving. But she doesn't want to go scuba diving.
Exactly.
They don't think like that. So a lot of times we don't want you to plan the vacation, because we want to actually have things in there that we enjoy and that we both can enjoy. And men tend not to be able to plan that.
Okay, but another thing is, let me add another example. Let me just break down another example when it comes to, you know, and it's not just in vacations, but also and certain things that goes on. Let's just say the two of you are married and she's the one busting her butt doing everything. And some men, some guys, like I said, the comfortability. Like, man, you know what? Mm-hmm. Yeah, my wife
that
got
has
my
not,
wife
hold
got
on,
that.
Hold on. I'm sorry. That has nothing to do. Listen.
I'm getting to the point.
The thing is, do not confuse what you have or don't have in a partner and compare it to, are they a real man or a real woman? based on the things that they do and they don't do. It's do
right.
totally different things.
It is. It is.
And that's where, and that's where
however,
people are getting things flipped around.
Okay, it's not about the partnership, but also about in life. In life with what's going on now. Like, we look at, okay, the leadership. The leadership of men have changed over the years. It's changed over, you know, now it's a new era in the way that things are looked are viewed upon in society, where you have more of a lot of women who are now taking leadership roles, and a lot of men, you know, some men fall back on that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's been a lot of changes with that. Now, I'm not saying I'm for or against or something. I'm just looking at it as a observer, as someone who observes things in terms of, you know, you look at politics, you look at roles at work, you look at all kinds of things because the roles have been changed.
Yep.
Now, when it comes to the real men, okay, should men were always looked upon as leaders. Men are always looked upon as providers. Men have been, like, up top, and the woman has been subservient. But now, these days, everything has changed.
Yeah, but that goes into a, that sometimes some of that goes into a culture thing. But, all right, Mr. Joe.
It does.
Mr. Joe. Definitely. What, mm-hmm. Please, go ahead. Set it off with the whole thing of defining the masculinity part. Like, what?
Okay.
No,
let's hear it, bro. Yeah. Let's hear it, Mr. Joe.
All right. First off, a lot of people, a lot of the women here are right in that everybody has a different definition. But that's not a cop-out. Everybody has a definition which always includes the protector and the provider. Some women
right.
may have 5 points in their criteria. Some women may have 6 or 7 points in their criteria. But within those 5 points or the 6 or 7 points from the different women around the world and on this particular call, it will always be protector, provider. Am I wrong? Is any woman here who
no.
says that a man who is not a protector, not a provider, he's a real man, even though he's not a protector and a provider?
But I think you also have to keep in mind that providing is not just financial. Because I think a lot of times we're equating that to financial. He's a provider means he pays the bills. But you have to be more than just paying the bills. You have to be an emotional provider. You have to be there for your family.
You should be,
so
but at the same
like
time.
You should be.
Yeah.
You have to
I
be
but
there.
At the same time.
The protector for us is much more than just
yeah.
a paycheck.
Okay, and the
actually,
what
no.
do you mean by that?
Actually,
okay, what do you mean
no.
by the protector? What part 90, is that?
98% of the women, 98% of the women in America will marry a man. The first criteria will be, does he make more money than me?
Mm-hmm.
Sociologists
absolutely
pointed
not.
It out.
Absolutely
not.
Some women
say
that.
Not one
of
them.
Wait a minute. So, whoa. Let me get off something that I'm going to add. Hold on.
Let me finish. Wait a minute. Hold on.
Let me finish.
Finish.
Go ahead,
brother.
Go ahead. Finish.
Let him finish.
Okay. And even draw it back a little bit. Let's say 95%. Sociologists have already said it. Books have been written about it.
They're wrong.
So if you're going
right.
if they're wrong and you're
oh
right.
Oh, my gosh.
So
stop, wait, hold on, stop it, stop it. All right. I'm sorry, Mr. Joe. I am so sorry. Stop it. Because, Ms. Cherry, you're not going to sit here and tell me that he's wrong in what he's saying. None of you are. Because one of the things that many women that have...
Whoa,
stop
money?
It. You're going to stop.
Yeah, I'm
going to
say he's wrong.
For money? That's
first
not,
of all,
that's not right.
No.
I'm going to say he's wrong.
Yeah, you can say whatever you want to say. But the,
no, but,
the,
but
yeah,
you know
I
what? I have
about,
to agree. Can I say
on,
something?
Hold on. It boils down to security. You're not going to sit here and tell me that a lot of women out here, 98% of women are not looking for security. However,
security
you
and money
to
is
define what
things.
It is. Listen,
all right.
I don't care.
And money is
that's
fine.
A different thing. I ain't one of them.
Listen, but that's... That's
so I guess I'm that 2% or 1%.
That's subjective.
No, that's
subjective.
That's
just like
and
you
whatever
want to
the
define,
argument,
just like
and whatever
you want to
the argument, right.
What a man is, based on what you look for in a partner. Because if he's not providing what you want as a partner, then he's not a man. Or some dude may say, because she's not providing what she wants to provide to me in a partner, then she's not a woman. Get your language correct. That's the problem. Stop labeling something that it's not. And don't sit mm-hmm. here and tell me that women are not all about wanting a man or wanting a spouse that can provide security. Because I've heard it too many times from y'all about it. So don't even come with that.
Okay, that's fine.
Listen.
That's fine.
Can I say something?
That's them. Like I said, that's them. Ain't me.
Mind if I say something?
That's fine.
Can
I say something? 98%, 95%.
Mr. Joe. Oh, Mr. Joe. And can I say something?
Security and finance.
Ladies, let me say something, okay? Let me just say this. There have been cases where some women, and I'm not saying all, and I get what Mr. Joe is saying. He's not saying all women. But, however, there have been women out there who are chasing, and I call it title chasing, because you know what? They're not going to go out with someone who doesn't have an exclusive title. Some women will not look at the average Joe. That means they won't look at if the guy says, what kind of job do you do? I drive a truck. They take off. Some women will not date a guy who's a FedEx driver or a UPS driver or a mail deliverer or let's just say work as a mailroom clerk in an office. They will look down on that
person. And I call a woman
person.
Like that a damn fool. I look at a woman like that as a damn fool. You got
and that's fine, but if you take a look at society in reality,
the women who are high-powered women, the women who are upper middle class,
mm-hmm.
upper class, they're not marrying pizza boys.
Nope, they're not marrying the average truck drivers.
Well,
they're not going to look at a truck driver. They're not even going to look at a mailroom clerk or anybody else.
Right,
they would
much rather be with someone.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
All right,
go ahead,
Ms. Cherry. Can you deliver in the right passages?
Oh, sorry. Okay, so I'm going to say you might be right that if I come from an affluent background and I was raised in money, I'm not
looking
at the
pizza boys. Somebody's background. I see a lot of buzz. I don't know if y'all running the background.
I don't know.
Go ahead, Ms. Cherry.
So you might be right that if I come from an affluent background and I was raised in money, I may not be looking at the delivery newspaper boy. But most women are not from that background. Most of us, we do date the average Joe. We're not looking, when we go out, we meet somebody on the street,
we're not saying, you from my neighborhood?
You from my neighborhood? Do you got a title? What job do you have? Oh, you're not a CEO? I can't mess with you. That's just not realistic. You're 95%
Let us get real here. It depends. Okay, you're talking about your neighbor.
You're 95% of women that only seek money is wrong. It is the wrong statistic.
Okay, fine. You say it's wrong. All the sociologists are wrong, and I'm going to finish what my statement is. The 95%. I'm going to draw it back to 90%. Unless,
one at a time. Go ahead.
Unless you have actually read the books, read the white papers, read Vance Packard, take a look at some of the comments from other sociologists, talk to women like I have, seen surveys, then I'm right, you're wrong in this discussion. Because you don't have the kind of, okay?
If you can provide me with the
I don't care about no papers.
I know that
you
that is correct.
I don't care about no papers.
Some women do chase titles, but it is not 95%. The majority of us do not do that.
Ms. Cherry, I remember there was an episode, maybe one or two episodes ago, where you had made a statement about, he may be a good guy, but not good guy for me.
Yes.
Now, to me, that right there is a twofold. Because it's interesting how you can acknowledge that he's a good man, but he's not a good man for you. So with that being said, it's about your preferences. But
it's
how can you say, yeah, exactly. So what your standards should not judge or should not be the judge for what's a real man or a male, because those are your
my
standards.
My standard is the judge of what's a real man for me. As we started
yes,
off saying,
for you.
Every woman has a different definition of what they feel a real man is. It's how they complete their role and what they're looking for. So if I look at you, and we all know people are different for different people. You could be a nice person to me and turn around and be an a-hole to the next person. But that still, if I were to talk about you, I'd be like, oh, he's a nice guy. He's a real man. That other person's going to have something totally different to say about you. So
true.
That's why it's subjective.
Exactly.
That's why it's subjective. You can be a real man. You can be a good man, but not be a good man for me or what I'm looking for.
Exactly.
And I think that's what
So
it goes back to the preferences again.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's not a preference.
It's all about preference.
I don't think
okay,
it's a preference.
Okay, so your standard. But
wait a minute, you're contradicting yourselves. How can you say how can you agree with Sherry right now, and then as soon as I and Brother B say, yeah, it goes back to preferences, and then you say, well, it's not about preferences.
It's about
it's not.
Because it is. Because it is.
No, it's
listen,
not.
When it comes down to men choosing a mate, choosing that spouse or whatever they're looking for in a woman for them, just like women do the same thing. But we're not going to sit here and say, oh, you're not a good woman because you're just not good for me.
Exactly.
Compared to when women sit there and say, oh, there are no good men out there. That's bullshit.
Exactly.
It depends on everyone's standard. That's the whole thing. It depends on your preference. And our preference doesn't necessarily dictate the overall standard of, once again, the provider and the protector. Because it gets to a point where if a man is not doing certain things, then, of course, okay, he's not a man or he's not fit to lead. Now, if you want to get down to the nuts and bolts of it, what makes a man fit to lead the household? Or what makes a man fit to lead in a relationship for him to keep that, to maintain that title as man? Like, what are you defining in terms of his masculinity? Because nowadays, a man can't even live in his own masculinity anymore without being judged or being ripped apart or somebody else defining it for them. How do you dare someone else that's not us come along and define what we are as men? That's the problem.
I think when you're talking about defining masculinity, you're going by the traditional old roles. And if we look at the old roles and we use that as a standard, the men are not doing what they used to. So they're not putting that old definition.
The men maybe that you, maybe the men that y'all have come across.
No, the men that we came across are coming across that grew up in our generation, remember?
Yeah.
You said you said everything that I heard everything that you said. You said the men are the traditional folks from our grandfathers and fathers and stuff like that. Guess what? The same men that are all over. Yes, you did. The same men that are all over 45 and older are the men that we are dealing with now, and they are not doing it.
Yes, I agree.
Okay.
And the thing is, if you think about what our parents went through, I'm almost 50, right? So you're looking at our parents' generation, say they're closer to 70 or late 60s or whatever they fall into. A man, the wife would stay home, the man would go out and work. He would provide. She would take care of the home. Women are out there now working just as hard as men. So if you're okay with your woman going out and working just as hard as you and coming in and cooking and cleaning, why do you have a problem with her saying that I want to have a choice? I want to have more of a voice. You know, why is your opinion weigh so much more than mine just because
Mr. Joe, are you just confused as I am? Because
yeah, I'm listening.
That.
I'm just like, wait a minute.
I'm not confused about it. I'm just listening to you.
I
think
go ahead, Mika. Go ahead.
Is it okay? Because I'm scared now. I'm a little terrified. Oh, that's odd.
Be quiet, Mika.
You sound muffled. Talk clearly. You sound muffled. Go ahead, Mika. Go ahead.
Because I'm scared of y'all. Shit, and I don't have enough alcohol in me.
Scared of what?
No,
damn. Scared of what?
Okay, listen, and I've got to say this. The traditional roles for both sexes are not what they used to be, to start it.
Exactly.
They're not. But having said that, when it comes to the male traditional role, yes, the male is supposed to be the provider. He's supposed to be the protector, blah, blah, blah. And the female is supposed to keep the house nice and clean and blah, 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 blah. Okay. Here's what we all need to understand. We still have those roles, and we can still have those roles, but it's the way we navigate those roles at this stage. So in other words, yes, he's supposed to be the financial, back in the day, back, he was supposed to be the financial provider, this, that, and the third. Now he has to actually be the emotional provider, the emotional protector, as well as the physical one, I guess. But she has to also keep the house. Now, her keeping the house means that she has to kind of keep the peace in the house. You understand what I'm saying? It's no longer keeping it clean physically. It's also keeping the energies in that house clean. You guys understand what I'm saying here?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody get it? Okay. Okay.
Hold on, I disagree.
Wait a minute.
I'm with you.
It's never been a man that's made a home.
Exactly.
No man has ever made a home. Like,
really?
Listen, a house. Wait a minute. Hold on. See how
wait,
are you
wait,
thinking?
Wait,
what I'm
so you missed everything I said, basically. Okay, I got it.
No, I didn't miss anything that you said. I didn't miss anything that you said, but the thing
so
is
wait,
this.
I never said anything about a man making a home. I said he has to be the protector, but on an emotional level now.
Yeah,
he
and see, that's that extra shit.
Yeah.
That's not making a home.
That's not making a home. That's
well, first of all,
that was always required.
We didn't always look to women for that. We always look to you guys
but you know
for that.
What?
You guys made the home. It was just a house. It was a house. You made it a home. You made it a place to be. That's what the woman, like, listen, I'm sorry, but a lot of real men look for a woman to make that fortress of solitude. Like, listen, we can go out and be bachelors and be barbarians and be whoever who we are, and we can come home and or come to the house, and it is what it is. But once we settle down and once we get that right person, that person makes it comfortable. That person makes it a place that with no matter what happened, I always know that I got home. That security for men, that setup right there, that there's a security in it. Just like you look for security, we look for security too. But it's just on two different levels.
And I think I made a comment about how men pick their spouses out. That I had saw something on Facebook, and I think they were asking men, how do you know when you have the right one? And literally, as I read all those responses, it was about how a woman could make their life better. None of them stepped up and said, I met this woman and I pictured myself coming into her life and making her life better. None of them. It was all about what they could get. And it just kind of shows you the mentality. What can you give me so that my life can be easier? If yours is worse, oh, well, just as long as you stick in there.
No, it's not a thing of you making my life easier. See, that's how you want to word it.
That's how your people answer. That's how they answer.
No, that's the way they answer.
Well, that's them, but they don't speak for me. Yeah, but they don't speak for me. Just like there are women out there that don't speak for
you. The majority rules.
Not you specifically, maybe. But I think you better talk to your brothers because a lot of them are saying
they're
that.
Not my brothers.
I mean,
don't know who they are.
Exactly.
They were,
oh,
they
please,
were
they are your brothers. Stop it. Stop it.
Listen,
Stop it.
So just like your species that go out there and shit on dudes, that's your those are your sisters, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you say it all the time, so guess what? I don't get offended by that.
But once again, see the conversation.
And guess what I would talk to someone and be like, yo, you know, not all of them is like that, but you know what? Nobody don't want to see anybody, so guess what?
Listen, it is what it is.
And that's the problem. Because that's not the case. Like, I agree with what Mika was saying. It's not like I disagree with anything that you guys are saying, but in the same token, once again, it sounds like preferences mixed with, you know, the expectations / you know, stereotypical, you know, roles. Listen, your standards are your standards. That's you. That's not someone else's. Your standards is not Mika's, and Mika's standards are not Red's, and Red's standards are not yours. Everybody has their own set of standards. But do not get it confused. Once again, there's an overall traditional role that we all have, or a role that we choose to play. Now, you can't sit there and have a problem with a man that wants to come into your life and be that provider and protector. If he wants to play that role, fine. If you don't like it, then he's not for you. Just like you said, he may be a good man, but he's not good for you. And you leave that alone.
And vice versa.
And vice versa.
We need to stop mislabeling.
Exactly.
You can meet somebody that's a good person that just doesn't have the ability to be, I guess, what you guys are labeling as a real man with you. He might be able to be a real man.
It has nothing to do with the ability. You just don't like him.
First of all,
he may be a good dude, but you just don't like him. Simple and plain.
Let's break it down to its most. He's a good dude for the next chick. That's all.
Exactly.
He's a good chick for the next dude. And that's all well and fine. That's fine. You know, and I'll be the first one to tell you, yes, he's a nice guy. He's not my taste, but he's a nice guy. As well,
mm-hmm.
Chances are he's not my taste, but he's a nice guy. Do well with that information. I'm not going to say he's a POS. I'm not going to say he's not a real man. I'm not going to say all of that, but he's not for me. Knock yourself out.
Mm-hmm.
See what happens.
Riding off of what you just said, Mika, see, we turn around and say someone is not something because they're not living up to our standard, and that's the problem. We have to stop
putting it out there. What was my phrasing?
I heard it, exactly.
Mind if I add something else?
And that's the thing. I can't speak for the other ladies on the panel. Can't speak for anybody on the panel. Speak for me when I say I have been known to say that continuously. Because there's times when, I don't need to deal with a person like that. Like, but he's a great guy. Or even with a chick, like, yeah, she's not my cup of tea, but she might be perfect for you. I don't need to sit there and say, oh, they're a POS because of X, Y, and Z. Personally, if you don't gel with me, chances are there's a reason why, and I don't need you around me in the first place. But that's me. That doesn't mean I'm going to bad mouth you to the next person or have them feeling some kind of way about you because you're not right for me. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I got you.
Yep.
You know, I can't afford to generalize anyone, by the way. I really can't.
Yeah.
I'm more fucked up than a freaking shithouse rat.
Oh, gosh. Listen, that's the problem.
I am honest.
That's the problem. Our language with one another is the problem.
About it.
We have to, you know, and I'm with you on that. Because the whole thing is we're mislabeling. And that whole mislabel, somebody else hears it and they take it and turn it into something else that it's not that. Like if we're gonna words take on a life of their own once you start titling and labeling shit. And the whole thing is you can't label a box of apples oranges or a bunch of bananas peaches. You can't do that. But this is what we're doing now. Your preference should have nothing to do or have any bearing on who the next individual is. Once again, like you said before, Ms. Cherry, and I appreciate you saying that, he may be good, but he's just not good for me. Or she may be good, but she's just not good for me. I get it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we all get it. But some people will sit there and say, oh, he's a piece of shit, or she ain't this, or she ain't that, only because
exactly.
they're not living up to that person's standards. So you can't sit there and talk about they're not a real man because they're not doing what you want them to do, or they're not a real woman because they're not doing what you want them to do, or they're not a real masculine man because, you know, they didn't, you know, he didn't, you know, pick me up and carry me over the threshold or something when we got married. He doesn't do masculine things. He's not a man.
Oh, God, I feel bad for him. He's about to whip my fat ass up.
But I was also going to say, you also have to acknowledge that because different people behave differently with whoever they're with, maybe with me you were a POS. Maybe with that other person, maybe you learned from our relationship. You treated me so bad, whatever, you lost me. Now you move on to the next person, and you've learned from your lessons, and you can treat her better. So my story is still going to be your POS, but hers is going to be different. You weren't a real man to me, but you can be one for her. So,
but it's a toxic attitude,
that,
though.
It's a toxic attitude. It depends
on
what
you call
somebody
a piece of shit. Well, listen, did they sit up there and tell somebody he's a piece of shit?
If you behave that way when you were with me,
well, she was a piece of shit.
If you behave that way when you were involved with me, that's what I know you as. If you moved on and treated somebody else completely different because you were into them, you wanted to be a better man, you worked on yourself, you are going to have a different story with that person. That does not mean that my story is wrong and theirs is right. It's different because we're different people and it's different circumstances. So as far as being a real man, like I said, that's why it's subjective. It depends on who you're with and what they're looking for out of you. Sometimes you can make it, sometimes you can't.
Okay, who's outside? Because I'm hearing like fans and air conditioners. So.
Yeah.
It's not me. I have nothing on. Listen, I have Harold and Kumar on mute right now. I just want
to That's Big Red because she's standing in front of the air conditioner.
No, I'm mad. I ain't standing in front of nothing.
I
ain't standing in front of nothing.
Oh
my goodness, man! I'm watching the game too.
I mean, you know,
watching the game. That's the problem.
I'm carrying his prop.
Yeah, carry
the
red. All right,
red
turn.
Red
has
more than one question.
I don't think we can define it in the traditional sense. Honestly, I don't think we can. What I do think we can do is, even with that, that's
all right.
Kind of
you know, Mika, let me stop you right
happen.
There. Well, let me ask you something. What's masculinity to you?
At this stage in my life or in general?
I guess in general. What's masculinity?
Masculinity would be a gentleman. I'll be polite when I say gentleman. Instead of saying dude, I'll be polite. It's a gentleman that can do basic stuff with me. Like, oh, we need to put a bookshelf together. Or, because yes, I do stuff like that. Don't judge me. I don't even care if you do.
I do too.
You know, we paint together. We go hiking together. But I'm a tomboy, so a lot of my stuff is misconstrued anyway, just for the record. Because a lot of shit that guys like to do, I like to do. So it kind of brings it up a little. It kind of screws it. All right,
well, Red.
Kind of screws it all.
Well, that's the thing, Mika. Red had, you know, this question that, you know, we were talking about before, the whole thing of masculinity. And it's like, all right, so let me ask you, Red, like, how do you define masculinity?
Masculinity, I define it as a man that's, you know, he's masculine. Like he acts like a man. He smells like a man, who thinks he's going to think as a man. Now, I may not like some of the things that he may do in terms of thinking as a man, but he's a man. That's who he is. It's in his nature. I want him to be naturally who he is.
You want
some dude to grab you up and smack you on your ass. That's nice, but that wouldn't be masculine to me. Like a man that likes to say he wants to take on that. I'll say, like, even with that, I'll say, you know, somebody that wants to take that lead, you know, even, yeah, I'll say this, in the bedroom, he takes a little control in the bedroom. Why do I have to be the one to start up? No, I want you to set it up. That's what I want you to set it up. I don't have to always do it. I don't want to be the pregnant
one.
Oh, my
goodness.
You
see, hold on, you see where this is going, K-Dog?
But it's not always about that.
And
masculinity, also a man that can cook. Listen, I like to eat. If you can cook, that's masculine to me.
Listen, cook.
You got to do my brand name, but just make sure you can make a grilled cheese sandwich, and I'll be happy with that.
Let's get picky about it. I want breakfast in bed. You naked with an apron. Oh, I'm sorry.
With no clothes on.
I apologize.
Just the apron.
Oh, my goodness. Turned into something else.
What?
Listen.
See, they turned into something else.
Exactly.
You have.
Exactly.
First of all,
hey, wait a
I'm
minute.
On
if
this
he
call.
Naked, if he ain't naked in an apron, then he ain't no man. If he makes a bad grilled cheese, he ain't no man.
Wait. First of all, he doesn't have to be completely naked. Boxer briefs are fine. Girl, did you see real
nah, I want him to be naked.
I'll be all right. Let's get this out of the way right now. Women of bigger price than men. Can I just say that? Is that okay? Because we want sex more than guys do. I just want to reiterate that.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
You know what? With that being said, some women, you may say that, but sometimes, you know, it's too much of a roadmap to lead to that. Like, sometimes some women want to play too many games and into that. And, you know, some women just don't have time for that. Like, some women are not about that. But when it comes down to masculinity in men, I mean, traditionally, yeah, you know, you want your men to be able to know how to use a hammer, put something together. You know, yeah, maybe you know, they weigh around the kitchen a certain thing. See, Miss Cherry, she want a man that know how to sip and paint. That's what you want? That's what's masculine for you, Miss Cherry? Sip and paint?
I want a man that that wants to do what? You said sip.
I don't know. Your idea of masculinity is sip and paint. Is that what it is?
No, but I think that would be nice to enjoy events like that. But I will tell you this, my idea of masculinity, I would say, is a man that does not make you feel like he's gay. We're not competing for the same thing. He doesn't have to know how to use a hammer. He can know how to cook. I don't see that as a masculine feminine role. I see that as a survival role. But if I feel that he's trying to be more pretty than I am, and he's going out of his way to do certain things that have been traditionally defined as a female role, I think we're going to start to question masculinity.
Let me ask you a question
about the preferences. If
please, Mr. Joe,
all know who Hercule was, and you all know who Denzel Washington is. Hercule's all grown up. Okay, he hasn't achieved the same kind of status as an actor as he was when he was playing Urkel. So,
you mean
if you
White?
Met
Jaleel
White.
White,
he's talking about Jaleel.
Yeah.
So if you if you had a choice of dating Denzel Washington or Jamal White, who would you pick?
Jaleel.
Neither.
Wait, now, see, I'm not going to lie. Wait, hold up. If you asking me, I say Denzel only because he bow legs, but Jaleel because he still got stamina. What?
All right, I'm done.
Oh, damn.
I'll say neither because I'm not attracted. Denzel Washington is a nice looking man, but I don't. He's not attracted to me. And Jaleel White, he's not attracted to me either. So you got to give me somebody else, because them two people.
Okay,
mine.
So somebody else for you. Oh boy.
Fine.
All right.
Idris and what the hell, Michael Ealy.
Oh my gosh.
No, hell no. Ew. Ugh.
Oh, God damn it.
Ooh, not, what is that? Oh, no.
Now,
uh-oh.
Morris Chestnut.
Who? Who's
Morris
this?
Morris Chestnut.
Okay, we'll put him in there. Yeah, Morris Chestnut. Yeah, okay.
I know the name. Don't know the guy.
He was in Boys in the Hood. Yeah, Boys in the Hood. He stayed in a bunch of movies.
And Why Did I Get Married?
So go on to what Mr. Joe was saying. What makes these gentlemen masculine to you? Like, what makes Idris, you know, masculine? What makes Denzel masculine? What makes, you know, these men, you know, Mars Chestnut, what makes them masculine?
Maybe it's the accomplishments that they had in their life in terms of, like, just their – not the fact that they're actors, or maybe because they're good actors. Like, Denzel is a wonderful actor. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. You have it's a lot of gumption, and you got to take – it's a lot for you to play those different type of roles and, you know, like, switch it up. And because he's older, he's playing different type of roles. I think that may be what it is. I'm not looking at the money part of it. It's just the fact that, you know, he's, like an upstanding man for one thing, because, you know, he takes on a lot of roles. His roles are good. His character is good.
I got what you're saying. Check this out, not to cut across. Back me on this one if you can, Mr. Joe. So I had a conversation with a few women in my day, and one thing that seemed to always remain consistent. Women always told me there's nothing more sexier than a man who is an achiever, who accomplishes his goals, who says he's going to do it and he gets it done.
Okay.
Is that true?
Okay.
Is that one of the things that define their masculinity?
Well, that's what they say. I don't think it defines their masculinity, but I think it defines their reliability. Are they a man of their word? That's very attractive.
If you find a man
that does what he says he's going to do, that is beyond being attractive.
Yeah, definitely.
Somebody
definitely.
Someone that you know when it comes out their mouth is going to happen. Oh, yeah, that's sexy.
Okay. So you want achievers. That's cool. But if you're making whatever amount of money you're making, let's say $100,000, and the guy's making $50,000 as a freelance artist, because that's what he wants to do, that's what he likes to do, and he even gets some mention in the local papers as as being a particularly good artist in that community, is that guy going to be as attractive to you compared to if he were making $150,000?
But you keep putting money into that. We're not talking about money.
Right. I keep putting
it money
in
into
because
why
I want
you,
the answer
why
to
why are you
the
putting money
question.
Into I said achievement.
Because
why, we
I
said
want
achievement.
The
money has nothing to do with
to
achievement.
The question. That's why
a
I'm
putting
it in.
A person can achieve something without money. It doesn't have to be money.
The answer
can be
is,
I
good.
Know. That's why, that's why I keep putting it in. Because females keep saying the same thing, but in reality, it's not. The surveys prove differently.
The
answers when you talk to women prove differently. And I'm going
to
give you an example that shows how you keep saying, well, we want men to be leaders. I give you an example after Sherry answers this question. I got an example for you to see if you're really up to what you say that you're up to.
All right, hurry up, Miss Sherry.
Back some money. you keep referring back to money, but what you're not listening to us saying is it's not only about money. You, a man that earns $50,000 that makes you feel like a queen, that you are the center of his earth, is worth more than a man that earns $100,000 and makes you feel like garbage. You're not getting that. All you see is a dollar sign. We're telling you that is not what drives us. I know you have your studies.
Yeah, but you're also making two extremes.
I'll let you finish, and then I'll finish.
Okay.
I know you have your studies with your psychologist, but it's wrong. You're talking to us right
now. Absolutely wrong.
We're all women.
Sure. Okay.
And we're telling you.
Yeah.
You're talking to us right now. We're all women, and we're telling you it's wrong, and you're still not listening. That's why there's a
I'm listening, but it's not three women versus the surveys that have been scientifically done. Doesn't matter. Empirical evidence compared to statistical evidence does not matter. Your experience.
Well, I don't go by that. I don't go by that.
Okay.
I don't care about those things.
People who don't like statistics, don't know about numbers, don't want to know about numbers, their problem.
No, I don't.
Okay?
Because
the only
numbers,
problem that you have with statistics.
That's numbers.
Yeah.
Numbers have nothing to do with it.
Yeah, but you're also making two extremes. You're saying a guy that makes you feel like a queen as opposed to the other guys making $150,000 makes you feel like crap. I didn't say the guy was going to make you feel like crap. Anybody makes you feel like crap. Most women don't want to stay with after a while, but they'll take the money and run with alimony, child support, and palimony. But everybody, all you women here keep saying you want men to be leaders. Am I correct in that?
Joe, let me just say this. The most powerful man supposedly in our country is the President of the United States.
I keep asking questions, but I don't get answers.
Excuse me.
I keep getting tapped
answers. Do you understand that he does not earn a lot of money as far as salary?
Do you understand that I ask a question and you don't give me answers?
Okay, $130,000.
Ay. Okay.
So if you're looking at a man just because of money, he doesn't earn a lot of money, but he's more powerful than a lot of people that are billionaires. So
irrelevant
again,
to the question
goes,
and to the topic.
My point goes to you, Joe, is that it's not about money. That's
okay,
right.
I hear you
waiting after that.
Right.
I'm sorry. It may not be about money, but listen, it may not be about money, but money does have a strong say in how we live. Simple and plain. So let's not try and act.
Okay,
not,
we're talking about achievement. When we first said something about when we talked about Denzel, I said achievement, and the first thing I said it's not about the money giving. I said achievement. Achievements has nothing to do with a dollar. That has nothing to do with a dollar. So why do you keep going back to that? Once again, I don't care about no studies. I don't care about statistics, numbers.
I know you
ABC.
Don't because you
don't
want to hear
about
another
that.
Side.
No, I don't care about it because that doesn't make any difference to me. I don't care about that.
That's efficiency in your particular.
Okay, well, it just has to be that.
Okay.
That's what I'm not good.
Well,
I'm not good.
I've
never been good at math. I hate math.
Okay,
so I don't care. No, I don't hate math. So I don't care.
If the studies had been done, oh boy.
You're not talking about monetary.
But you know what? But Red. You may not be talking about monetary. Miss Cherry may not be talking about monetary. Mika may not be talking about monetary. You're of a certain percentage of women who may be.
But not. But
a,
some women think about monetary. They think about the money. They want that money.
Yeah.
Okay,
and
I'm not saying that they don't.
Wait a minute.
But not 95%.
Hello. Let's check
you
this
don't
out.
Know that.
Mika. And Miss Cherry do not represent a certain populace of women that are all about the almighty dollar. If you look at society, wait a minute.
I'm going to expand that and say the people that I hang around with, the people that I know, the women that I know, they don't feel that way either. So
that's
my
who you know.
Absolutely.
They don't
that's
like that.
Who you know. But that's the whole thing. That's who you know. But who you know is not the running standard. That they're not stereotypical. That's not what society is all about showing. They're not all about showing about who you know. They're all about encouraging what they want, what society wants. It's not about fostering that attitude or that whole thing of like, oh, yeah, we're not about money. We're not about this. We're not about that. Meanwhile, you have a lot of women out there with, you know, single mothers by relationship status, but are holding down the home by themselves, they don't encourage these women to go out there and do certain things. But yet you got the Kardashians who are up here shaking their ass and doing everything else under God's creation, all these other women on these housewives, this and housewives, that, and they promote that bullshit. They promote that
bullshit.
You and wait a minute. And you don't have a voice.
Entrepreneurs too. They don't just sit there behind.
Listen.
They have multi-billion-dollar businesses also. Let's not forget that.
So
okay, I don't like it.
And you know what? Hold on, stop. Miss Sherry, hold on. I'm going to stop you right there. Wait, pause for a minute. Please. Do not throw that entrepreneurial shit at me when this woman came up off of a fucking sex tape. Excuse my language.
Okay,
but
first
please
of all,
first of all,
she didn't only come off of a okay. First of all, the Kardashians are the worst freaking example of any type of entrepreneurship there is. Because the Kardashians came for money to begin with. So let's not even use the Kardashians as an example of anything
as far as entrepreneurship.
Exactly.
I don't like them either. But no, it's not even about
I'm not liking them.
But they didn't. But they had money to begin with. You have to understand that.
I know
so you can't even use
their father was a well-renowned.
Wait a minute.
Attorney.
The father was a famous attorney. That doesn't mean that.
Yeah, he was a famous attorney, and they live off his. They living off his wealth. That's how they got rich.
Absolutely, and they took his wealth. And they wound up quadrupling it, and you cannot deny that. I don't like them. I don't like what they do. But to say that they're not brilliant businesswomen, I mean, they're making us watch their show and getting paid off of it. That's brilliant.
But they're making women look bad. But they're making women look bad too. They make women look bad.
They do, sure.
And I'm not. I don't like any type of women that make women look bad.
Look at TikTok. We make ourselves
look at the reality show.
Look at the reality show.
They all make
remember,
them look bad.
Remember what you did.
Yeah, nobody's putting a gun to your head to look at twerking. You know, nobody's
supposed
to twerk your ass as well.
Listen, that's very rare I'm going to agree, but yes, no one is making you do that. No one is making you make a TikTok video. No one is making you watch freaking The Whores of Orange County. No one is making you look at the whore dad. No one is forcing you to do that.
Wow.
That is a choice. And honestly,
exactly.
To be perfectly honest, that's the type of information that is being put out there, okay? That's where a lot of those statistics come from because that's who they're marketing to. So, yeah, they're going to go into these areas and ask them, yeah, you get a bunch of boys from Beverly Hills and you ask them, well, what kind of man do you look for? What you think they're going to say?
Rich.
Or you get some ghetto chick that had spent her whole life watching freaking, what the hell is that, Flavor of Love and all that other crap on TV, that's what they're going to, you understand what I'm saying? They're not getting a pure, they're not getting an untainted.
First off, you don't know that, okay? First off, you don't know that. Statistics, what do you mean, come on? Statistics, when they're properly compiled, are supposed to represent a sample of the population that's supposed to represent. You don't know anything about statistics, yet you're coming up with an assumption. Okay? So you got to check yourself.
Not for nothing, first of all, I don't have to check myself because this is what a lot of these times, they're not going into certain areas. They're not.
How do you know where what they're doing if you don't see them, if you don't read them?
Let's be honest.
Okay, I ask the question again. I don't get the answer.
Are they going into the project? Chances are they're not. Chances are they are not going
into the
project.
You're going to bet money on that?
Would
you be willing to put a sociologist on your show and bet money on it?
I can
bring up another example where the women do not.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, okay. I can bring up an example where the women will contradict themselves in terms of what their definition is of a real man. I'm going to ask the question again. Do you women think that a man should be the leader in the household or in the relationship?
Right,
yeah, sure.
But it depends on how much money you're going to do.
Ah, there you go.
How much
you're
not
going to
let him be? Yeah, how much you're not going to let him be?
See?
It's not even a question.
There you go.
It's more a question of, wait. It's more of a question of candy. You have to understand.
That too. Thank you.
It's a question of candy. I
question
can
of what?
Listen, and for the record, wait.
You're
I've been mad. I've had the man in the house, and he couldn't leave. You understand what I'm saying? So, yes. Should he? Absolutely. But the question is candy.
Yep.
Candy. Okay. Here's the point I'm trying to get at without being interrupted.
Here's the point I'm trying to get at. First.
Okay? Thanks. All right? How about this for an example? Okay? You're married. Now, for those who believe that the man should be the leader, right? Most of you are going to say, if he's making the decisions, he's the leader of the household. I want him to make the decisions. Am I correct?
No.
So far, I'm good. Now, you're married to the man. You have two children. He's making about $100,000. You're making about $100,000.
All money.
You've got two kids. He wants to take the two kids, put them into private school, costing about $25,000 apiece per year. You don't.
Okay.
You say that the public schools around there are good enough. He also wants to send them to camp, which will also cost an extra $10,000 for 2 months, stay away camp. Now, if you're saying that he's the one who's going to make the decisions, of course, he's going to take under advisement of what you say, but if he's the one who's going to make the final decision, and you're adamantly against sending the kids away to private school, adamantly against sending the kids away to camp, but he comes up with the decision, we're going to send the kids to private school, it's going to cost us $50,000 per kid, $100,000 for that, $20,000 total for the camp. So that's going to be $120,000 this year. I want to do that since I'm the leader. I'm going to do it. Are you going to say you're going to submit to it?
No. Hell no.
Well, then he's not the leader.
He would have to compromise because the thing is, he's thinking on the fact that, we can afford a bit. I mean, he thinks that we can afford a bit. We have to look at everything. We have children, but guess what? If we got a house, we got cars, we got bills, we got this. No, we got to be frugal about it. Send it behind to a public school, and guess what?
You
take care and put us on the time.
Okay, but if he's not the leader, you're going to overrule him.
He can be the leader at certain things. He can be a leader at certain things. We have to compromise.
Unless you're the leader and you say what the compromise is. So, therefore, he's only the leader if you allow him to be the leader. Am I correct?
Yeah, exactly. You're absolutely right.
Okay,
Wait. That's not how it works. That's not how it works.
That is exactly how it works.
Okay, again. if you're talking about compromise.
You know what? Be quiet. I'll bring you back at.
Then that's not how it works. You understand what I'm saying? You want him to be able to get all on the spot.
Exactly. We have a good compromise.
But if you strongly feel that what he's saying is wrong, then you do need to compromise. You both need to compromise.
Right, absolutely.
But then he's not the leader. A compromise means you got to give up something, he's got to give up something. If you're going to say, as I've already asked you, and all of you said yes, then you would follow the decisions he made because I asked that and you said yes, and I gave you that example. And you're not following that example. You are contradicting your own statement.
Okay, but then the last thing is just that he must be paying for all that by himself.
Whoa.
Then he must be paying for it all. If you say he's paying for the whole thing, how do you do it?
Don't twist it. I said if you're going to let him be the leader, that's all well and fine. That's fine. That's great. But if you have to compromise, then he's not the leader. That's what I said.
No. If you compromise, that is the hallmark of a good leader who knows how to compromise. Because if the compromise leads to the benefit of both parties involved, that's a good leader. But if you're going to say The man is the leader, and I'm going to follow his decisions. And then when he makes a decision you don't like, you say, well, I can't let him do that. Then you're not letting him be the leader. He's not the leader. You are the leader, but you're allowing
but
him
if I'm
just,
letting, if,
to just take the risks. Okay? That's what you're
okay,
allowing
if I
him
let
to
him
do.
Go ahead and do that, if I let him go ahead and do that and pay all that money for those kids to do all of that, and then we're stuck with something else or a bill that hasn't been paid or the mortgage or something like that, then guess what? Yeah, I'm letting him be the leader, but then he's making a decision that's going to affect everybody. So we have to come
then
to a compromise. It's not taking away his role.
Yeah.
We have to compromise.
And I understand that, but then you can't say at the beginning, I want the man to be the leader, the total leader, and I will follow his
that
decisions.
Has nothing to do with it. He can still be the leader, except that we have to compromise.
Hold up, hold up. Red, hold up. Mr. Joe, you just said the true sign of a great leader, or a good leader for that matter, is willing to compromise, yes or no?
Exactly.
Yes, I said that, but you also said, I don't know about you personally, but the majority of you said, yes, I will follow the decisions he makes. If you know that a man does not make the perfect decisions all the time, you cannot make that absolute statement.
Yeah, but nobody's going to make perfect decisions. I don't care if it's man, woman. Everybody's not going to make
you should have said it up front.
But you can still, What does that have to do with it?
It means that's what I said.
Have to do
that
it.
When
then
you
I'm
say something,
let the man
do not
do what you want to do, and that's it.
The point I am making is that women say a lot of stuff but do not mean it. That's
literal.
The point.
Literal.
Yeah, okay.
All
right. I can't. Hello? Am I
trying to? Can I chime into whether a man is a leader versus the head of the household? I think, honestly, and maybe a lot of people are going to disagree with me, the leader should be the person that has the ability to lead. I don't care if it's the male or the woman. When you're in a relationship, your partner. So sometimes your partner does not have that ability to lead. They may not have the knowledge. They may not have the skill. They may not have the desire. But if you say just because you're a man, you need to make all the decisions, you're the leader, then you're setting your relationship up for failure. Just
I didn't say that. I know what you're saying, Sherry, but I didn't read.
Okay, sorry. Let me finish. Thank you. All right. So there's just certain things that women are going to be stronger at and men are going to be stronger at and individuals are going to be stronger at, not even a gender-based thing. I would never say because you're a male, you are the leader. I would say if you are smart in finances, I want you to lead us in finances. If I'm better at cooking, I want to be the leader in cooking. Why should you be the leader just because it's a traditional male role? That is why relationships fail. We need to look at it more as, do you have the leadership ability? And if you're in a partnership and you want it to work, you should not feel threatened that your partner may be better at making a decision, may be a little bit smarter in that area, may be a little bit more versed with skills. You should not be threatened by that. You should look at it as a blessing that you do have someone that can make that decision that betters you both.
Mm-hmm.
That's the way I look at it.
Okay, that's fine, and I agree with you on that. But when I said my question about 10 minutes ago, I shut up and let everybody answer, and only one said, no, I don't think that's, I wouldn't want to go for that one. Everybody else stayed quiet, which meant it was an assent. It meant that everybody there said, okay, yeah, the leader is the one who makes the decisions. What you're saying now is after the fact. It should have been said at the time when I asked that question.
The leader should be the most qualified person. I agree with you. I just think that the leader cannot be defined by sexuality. I agree with you. Okay.
I'm making the point that women say one thing, but when it comes down to brass tacks, they're going to reverse that particular statement. Mm-hmm. That's the point I make.
Sorry.
Well,
okay.
K-Dog, do you have anything to add before we
the bottom line is this, is that for both men and women, it all comes down to one thing and one thing only. Mutual respect for one another. That's what it comes down to.
Fact.
So
no, I agree with you, K-Dog. The thing is, it's
a shame that it doesn't happen.
Everybody has. Mm-hmm.
It doesn't happen.
I don't think
that's the problem.
I don't think we have respect for one another. Because,
no, we don't. We don't have respect for
one another. I guess sometimes it depends on experiences. Sometimes it just, I guess it may depend on your environment. I don't know. I think there's a breakdown, you know, in communication and and also how we see each other. I think society, maybe certain things that we see on TV and even certain advice that we may get from other people have an influence.
And the advice you get from other people,
you know,
and sometimes you know what it is?
Have a negative,
when it comes to relationships.
Sometimes have a negative influence.
When it comes to relationships, sometimes outsiders have no business being involved because they could be jealous. They could be jealous of your relationship.
It's hard. Listen, it's hard when you live in the age of social media. Yeah, but a lot of people take, you know, they take certain things to social media and they invite the world into their relationship.
Exactly.
Like sometimes you can't make a sound decision. You can't make a sound decision when you got 30 different people telling you different things. You can't make a decision for yourself.
Well, for the record, if y'all been on my Facebook page, which I'm sure a few of y'all have, just for the record, I just like to post funny shit. funny shit for a reason. Because I don't need anyone outside of my life trying to give input into my life. Because, and I've said this time and time again, what goes on in your relationship, whether it's him leading, you leading, you're both leading, whatever the case may be, you don't need that many people in your business. You don't.
Exactly.
Because that'll screw you up more than anything. So, you know, I will continue to post things about food, sex, and drugs.
Okay.
Listen, you guys go on my page. What do you ever see on there?
That's right. I love it.
A lot of weird stuff.
Oh, come on. You know you love my
I love it.
Interesting stuff on mine.
There's a reason for it. Because you request me, you'll be part of it. But there's a reason for it because I personally have noticed. And whether it's fighting in a relationship with your significant other or it's a family thing or what have you, or if it's your best friend or what have you, you know, everybody has an opinion about it, but no one really knows the intricacies of it, and that's a problem. Mm-hmm. And that also, listen, I see a lot of stuff that my friends post about how, you know, it's the government's fault that the black family has fallen apart, and it's a whole bunch of feminism as to why women act the way that they act, and this, that, and the third.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm thoroughly entertained by it. And the reason being, because at the end of the day, it comes down to the individual. It does. Because, again, you know, masculinity as a whole isn't, my definition isn't the same for the next person. You know?
All I'm going to say, I will say this.
What feminism is to me isn't the same for the next female. And I've already been kicked out of the club. I've been kicked out of the club. So there's that.
All right. I will say this, because this episode ended like 20 minutes ago. Thank you all. This has been great. I'm glad it'd be very interesting if we actually sat down and did this live, because would this be like a Morton Downey chairs be thrown?
Yep, exactly.
Roy Anderson.
Oh, my goodness.
We can have it in my house, but the first one of y'all throws my chairs, I'm beating everybody up.
And you know what?
And you know what?
What's interesting is, you know, I originally wanted to do the menu, like, live with a group of people and some drinks, but, yeah, after talking with all you guys, that we couldn't put drinks on. We can't take some of these.
Yeah, we definitely do it.
We driving you to the
can't
job.
Have drinks beforehand, otherwise the chairs will be flying.
Oh, yeah.
That's not true, because I'm going to Nah, the drinks beforehand will work. And Mika, you know what we like to do. You know we get that herb going.
Get that herb going.
Girl,
on that note, Mr. Joe, K-Dog, Mika, and...
Yeah, man.
Can I just say something real quick? I think it's just very important for us to put out there that Joe's statistics are wrong. 95% of women do not define a real man based on his money. Now we know how to code.
Okay. I'm glad. Yeah, you throw it out. Put it on your Facebook page, please. Okay.
I'm not doing it with y'all. It's Coquito.
Y'all have a good night.
All right.
I'll text you.
Everybody enjoy the rest of your week and peace out.
Okay,
enjoy
you
that time.
Be
safe. No chairs around.
All right.
I mean, safe this week.
Yeah, no chairs. No chairs.